Victory Through the Merits of Christ, April 25. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. It is at an immense cost that we have been placed on the high vantage ground where we can be liberated from the bondage of sin, which has been wrought by the fall of Adam. Never can we understand the value of the human soul until we realize the great sacrifice made for the redemption of the soul upon Calvary. Adam's sin in Eden plunged the human race into hopeless misery. But in the scheme of salvation, a way has been provided for all to escape if they comply with the requirements. A second probation has been granted by the sacrifice of the Son of God. We have a battle to fight, but we can come off victor through the merits of Christ's blood. God saw that it was impossible for us to overcome and gain the victory in our own strength. The race has ever been growing weaker in every succeeding generation since the fall, and without the help of Christ we cannot resist the evil of intemperance. How thankful we should be that we have a Savior and that He consented to lay off His royal robes and leave the royal throne, and to clothe His divinity with humanity and become a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. After His baptism, He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness and was tempted of the devil. Christ commenced the work of redemption just where the ruin began, and the future welfare of the world depended on that battle fought by the Prince of Life in the wilderness. Thanks be to God that He came off victorious, passing over the same ground where Adam fell and redeeming Adam's disgraceful failure. Satan left the field of battle a conquered foe. This victory is an assurance to us that through divine help we may come off victorious in our behalf on our own account in the conflict with the enemy. Satan felt that all the power of this fallen planet was in his possession, but when Christ came to measure strength with the Prince of Darkness, Satan found one who was able to resist his temptations. The words of Christ are, "The prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me." All heaven was watching the result of the controversy between Christ and Satan. Now the question is, will we take advantage of the situation and come off more than conquerors through Him who loved us?